Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Hamlin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Luke Hamlin. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Peters reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein scores. Rosar scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. McGee reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. McGee scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Bush reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoog hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gromick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-2 in the game. Epps hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gromyk bunts towards the mound. Hamlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. 2 outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps, who is chasing the ball. Hogue reaches third base with a triple. Rocco scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is picked off in unknown way. 1 out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for Luke Hamlin. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-3 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch runs for Dick Siebert. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. McGee reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. JoJo White now playing left field. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Joe Barry. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.